This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Cardinal baseball coming your way in just about a couple of hours. 12:05 first pitch. Our pregame is on the way at 11:10. Short show today. John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations, will be with us at 10:45. He has agreed to come on a little bit earlier just to catch up, get us caught up on everything that's happening inside the organization. And there is a lot to catch up on. So we'll do that with John Mozeliak here at 10:45. The Cardinals, with a 2-0 win yesterday over the Texas Rangers, put themselves into a 19 of the last 25 won. They finished the month 19-8 on the month. The Cubs also won 2-0. They beat the Reds, so the Cardinals are three games back in the National League Central. The Brewers are the team to watch right now. They have won six in a row. They are 31-28, and they are, more importantly, three games over 500 and 5.5 back in the division. So they are making themselves a player once again, just when we thought, as we were talking on the Gas House Gang earlier this past week, that the Brewers might be starting to fade, they put 17 runs on Philly. Beat them 17-7 yesterday. They had an 8-run fourth inning. 23 hits for the Brewers yesterday in Philadelphia to pick up that win over the number one team in the NL East. No longer. There's now co-leaders in the NL East. The Mets and the Phillies are tied there. And it's a two-team race in the NL East. Everybody else is under 500 in that division. The NL West is owned by the Dodgers, who blew out, and I mean blew out, the New York Yankees yesterday. The Yankees went into Dodger Stadium in a marquee matchup and got smoked. 18-2 was the final in that one. The Dodgers just having batting practice in that one, just teeing off and having a good old time. The Dodgers beat them in the first game of that series, 8-5. So it has been a battle so far for the Yankees just to get some traction in L.A. Still the best team in baseball. I think you have to say that, whether their record reflects it or not. Oddly enough, how about this? There is a four-way tie for the best record in the National League. The Cubs, the Mets, the Phillies, and the Dodgers are all 36-22. And we're joined by Bernie Miklas, who is sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, a Daikin dealer. And it's great to have you on KMOX, Bern. How about that? Four teams now, all with 36-22 records in the NL. Cubs, Mets, Phillies, Dodgers. We are in for a long race. Whether the Cardinals want to get into it, we'll see. They are, though, in the National League.
Yeah, Tom, good morning. You know, they are in it. I mean, as we look at today, you know, they're three games out of first place in Central. That means you're in it. Although you made a great point. People need to start paying attention in Milwaukee. They're getting starting pitching back, and they're hot. They're going to be dangerous from now on. So it's going to be a free-for-all. But, if you look at it today, the Cardinals would have the third wild card, but they're only a smidge, like a half game behind the Padres, who are second. So it was a great May for the Cardinals. You know, they ended April with a their first month was 14-17. They ended April, and they had the best record in the major leagues in May. I mean, not just the National League, but the entire major leagues. And if you go back to April the 30th, when they that was the day they won that doubleheader in Cincinnati, the Cardinals are 21-8, and that's a .724 winning percentage, and they're the best team in baseball since the start of play on April 30th. So what a month in terms of just going from near the bottom of the NL to, you know, factually the top of the NFL for the month of May. I mean, listen to me saying NFL, the top of the National League for the month of May. I mean, that is the definition of a turnaround right there.
Oh, it's incredible. It really is. And you know what? I'm going to ask John Mozeliak about this. One of my questions will be the common thread between Gray, Contreras, and I guess you could say Arenado to some extent, who rejected a trade, wanted to be here, and Ryan Helsley, who, you know, you thought maybe could be traded but wasn't. You know, but especially Gray and Contreras, I'd like to know what those conversations were like and why each of them decided they wanted to stay in St. Louis, because they won that game yesterday for the Cardinals. They're going to win more games for the Cardinals. And I feel like, Bernie, that as young as this team is, you can't win unless you get those veterans to kind of pull you out of a hole, because those slumps are going to happen.
Yeah, I'm really glad they decided to stay. And, I said it at the time, I think we all were. I mean, maybe the Cardinals would have had a different path if they had traded one or both of them. They certainly would have had a different path. But what I remember at the time, and also, you know, remembering stuff that was said in spring training, I mean, both of these guys wanted to be here. They knew exactly what was going to happen. They knew exactly there was going to be an emphasis on young players. And I know Sonny Gray said it. I know Wilson Contreras said it. They wanted to stay here, and they wanted to help move this thing along. They wanted to be a part of that. You know, they weren't just independent contractors. They wanted to be part of the team and what the team was planning to do, trying to do in 2025. And I think they deserve a lot of respect and admiration for that. Now, that said, I don't know if they would have been able to trade Wilson Contreras. Not because he's a good player. He's a really good player. But because of the contract and everything else, there definitely would have been a market for Sonny Gray, even though he was set to make – he is making $25 million this year. But there would have been a market for him. So it's one of the parts of the success story that you really like. Two prominent veterans really wanted to stick it out with the Cardinals instead of cutting and running. And really, I think the same thing applies to Nolan Arenado. Yeah. When the Cardinals brought it to him, he said, yeah, you know, look around, let me know if you're close to something, and then he would decide. But it's not like Nolan Arenado really he wanted out of St. Louis, and we all know that he didn't. In fact, I think one of the great stories of the season is the way that he has embraced this team and the way his teammates have embraced him. This could have turned out so poorly if you think about it. But it's been the exact opposite of that. I'm talking about him happy to be a Cardinal and the Cardinals happy to have him.
I totally agree. He's such a gamer. I mean, I know we use that term a lot here, but he just loves playing baseball games. He loves the game. Yeah, he loves the competition. And I feel like while he probably won't say this because he tends not to say these kinds of things, but I think he's irritated by people who say that he's done. Yeah, he's got a lot of pride. And he's hitting only .233. He's been able to separate defense from offense, and perhaps that's a fuel for him to try to finish out a strong career here in St. Louis, however long that is.
Yeah, and I intend absolutely no disrespect when I say this. But we have to recalibrate the way we view Nolan Arenado, because the days of, you know, 2021, 2022, they're not coming back. And there's no shame in that, because you never know when the aging curve offensively is going to affect the hitter. But his production is down 3 years in a row, and it's down by quite a bit even from last year. But the thing of it is, I'm speaking for myself, and I know the Cardinals feel this way. I'm at peace with that. You accept him for what he is. He's a gamer. He's still one of the top 2-3 third basemen in the major leagues. He's defensively. He's also a guy that plays his tail off. His teammates love him. They respect him. he's actually probably a better leader this year than he has been, because I think he is embracing this opportunity to be one of the veterans that's going to just, like, not only go along with it, but really really get caught up in the spirit of what makes this team special. He plays the game with joy. He smiles more than I can remember him smiling ever in 23 and 24. And so I'm not, you know, I made it a vow with me. Yeah, I'm going to point out his numbers that they're down, but I'm not going to obsess over it. And, you know, one of the things that I think we all have to adjust, because this idea that he's suddenly going to be the 2022 version of himself or close to it, I mean, it's fiction. It's just not going to happen. But he can still be a productive hitter offensively, and he can still have some hot streaks, and that's okay. Like I said, accept him for what he is. I like what he is. You know, it's not like we can change it. He is what he is, but there's plenty of there to really like it or even love about this guy.
Absolutely. Cardinals made some transactions yesterday. Munoz up, Graceffo down, Valade up, and then, of course, the big one, Jordan Walker. Left wrist inflammation, placed on the 10-day IL, retroactive to May 29th. What does this do? I'm sorry that it happened to Walker. Hopefully he comes back soon. But what does this do to open the door for other people? Do you see Burleson and Gorman getting most of those at-bats, Bernie?
Yeah, I would think Gorman would stand to benefit, because Burleson's been getting a lot more at-bats than Gorman anyway. I mean, you know, it's interesting, because we always ask the question, well, will Ollie Marmol, you know, change the way he fills out the lineup in terms of, like, going with the best option?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rather than, well, we're on the runway with this guy or that guy. And, you know, he's already made that decision, at least when it comes to Gorman. I'm not saying he wants to bury Nolan Gorman. But Burleson clearly has moved up ahead of him if we're talking about playing time for left-handed bats. I mean, Burleson has moved above Nolan Gorman. But the Walker injury, I would think it would mean that Burleson, we might see him more in the outfield. And, you know, this would give Gorman a chance to DH more. You know, Ollie Marmol's is pretty creative the way he does that. You want to see Herrera DH. But Herrera's kind of, he's kind of cooled off here. So there's going to be more openings for Nolan Gorman, I think, to get some at-bats as with Jordan Walker out. And even though they don't play the same position, obviously.
Yeah, final thing for you, Bernie, on the Cardinals is Ollie Marmol. We both have a good relationship with him. We've been following him from the beginning. And I think that, you know, there's a chance that he's going to continue to get more accolades, more attention. If this team is at the All-Star break in contention, people are going to start buzzing about him as a Manager of the Year candidate. I mean, it's really something. When you think about how he's perceived by some of the fans who won't give him credit for the situation that they are in, I see a team that absolutely fights to the end, and I think that he just is eating this up. He enjoys immensely watching his players go to battle. And if you're like me, Bern, you can't wait to see what happens next with this team.
I think he's done a stellar job this year, and some people listen to him and say, well, Bernie, you criticize him. Well, yeah. Like, is this breaking news? Major League manager gets criticized. They all do since the start of time, okay? Yeah. But I separate, like, saying, well, he shouldn't have done this. I wish he would have done that instead. I separate that from the overview, the big picture of the kind of job he's done this year. And I don't know, I'm going to get all nasty here, but I don't know how anyone of sound mind could actually say anything bad about the way he's led this club this year, and even the way he led the club last year. And the other thing, can I just throw this out? Because mm-hmm. this is my favorite Ollie Marmol stat. And people aren't picking up on it, so I'm going to just keep hollering about it. If you look at Tony La Russa's record in his fourth season, to this point of the schedule, and you look at Ollie Marmol's record in his fourth season to this point in the schedule in the fourth season, Ollie Marmol's got a better winning percentage than Tony La Russa did after it's now, I think, 454 games. Their first 452 games or 400 and I'm screwing this up.
No, you're
so let me stop stammering. But no, at the exact same point of their fourth season, their record as Cardinals manager, Ollie Marmol has a better record than Tony La Russa did. Now, am I saying, oh, he's a better manager than Tony La Russa? Of course not. But what I'm saying is Ollie Marmol has actually done a better job than people know or want to give him credit for. Look, Tony La Russa, they went to the playoffs in 1996. They won the division. His winning percentage over the next three seasons was 451. He had two losing seasons. I'm not knocking Tony La Russa. He's the best. What I'm trying to say is, you know, Ollie Marmol's viewed as some lightweight. Oh, he's in over his head. I mean, they need someone with experience. The dude at this stage of his managerial career in St. Louis, at the same exact point, has a better record than Tony La Russa did. So what are people going to say to that? I've heard people tell me, well, you know, but they had to rebuild that team when he took over. Listen, Bill DeWitt took over as owner. Walt Jocketty was the general manager. And if you remember the offseason before 1996 started, they were making moves left and right. They were spending money. They were making trades. La Russa had great teams in terms of rosters. And the point is ownership and management was giving him what he wanted. They just kept getting pitching injuries. But this I don't know how, you know, in a way I laugh because I know when I say this about him having a better record than Tony at the same point, I know people, you know, frankly, the Ollie haters might have to go to the fainting couch. They won't know how to process that.
And again, just to clear it up with people who might have tuned in the middle of that, this is not when he was with the White Sox. You're saying the first 4 years as Cardinals manager.
Cardinals, Matt, he had already won two pennants and a World Series. So this was, at that point, he was a highly acclaimed Major League manager. I mean, everybody had him at the top two or three best managers in the game. Ollie Marmol, when he took the Cardinals job, he was a first-time manager in the big leagues. And you say, well, you know, he had Pujols. Well, yeah, that was in 2022. What happened in 2023? They had a terrible year. Tony had two terrible years during those first 4 years. Not that it was all his fault, just like 2023 was not Ollie Marmol's fault. I mean, sometimes when the roster's not good, I don't care who the manager is, you're not going to win. You know, you're not going to be real successful. But at the end of the season, unless the Cardinals fall apart, Ollie Marmol will have a better record after four seasons as a Cards manager than Tony La Russa will. Because you know why? Tony La Russa, at the end of 1999, his first four seasons, he had a losing record as the Cardinals manager. So, again, I don't know what the Ollie haters can come back with that. It's, you know, because let me, and I'll throw this out. See, I'm getting fired up. You say, okay, you know, in terms of payroll and in terms of kind of the front office situation, you know, Tony La Russa had a highly motivated Bill DeWitt. They came in spending money left and right because it was a new team, new ownership, and they wanted to turn this thing around. He also had Walt Jocketty, his friend, and someone who had a touch with making trade after trade after trade. If you want to be fair about it, Ollie Marmol went to work for the Cardinals at a time where they were starting to cut payroll. Their rankings were slipping each year. And John Mozeliak, for all the great things that he's done, he kind of hit, he sort of got into a rut the last few years. So you tell me who had a better situation when they took over as Cardinals manager.
It's very,
If people are going to just throw this aside, then you're not capable of being fair with Ollie Marmol, and that's all I need to know about you. And basically, I have no reason to take seriously anyone who basically would throw this out as if it was nothing. He's got a better record than Tony La Russa at the same point, fourth year into the job. Are you kidding me?
It's amazing. Okay, but perception, yeah. Isn't it? It is incredible.
It is.
I mean, I knew I could get you going.
Well, no, man, it's just something that amazes. I've been really hard on Ollie. Don't get me wrong. I've been really hard on him. But the other thing about him, too, is that he understands that comes with a job. He never whines about it. But, again, we can all talk about he should have done this. He should have pulled the pitcher then. He should have brought in this guy. Why is he batting this guy lead off? We can do that all we want because every manager in baseball has things like that said about him. But – you know, get off social media where you have to do the cowboy, you know, fake tough guy stuff all the time, and take a step back and try to have some perspective about the overall job he's done. And you can compare him to Tony La Russa in his first 4 years. That isn't an opinion. That is a fact. FACT fact.
And it's okay. I'm just saying this to fans. It's okay to change your opinion. I mean, you don't have to get dug into the point where you, if you go the other way, it makes you soft or something. No, I mean, we're just presenting facts to you.
There's too many insecure people out there, and, you know, they can't put their ego aside because they took a stand. Well, he's the worst manager I've ever seen, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
I think he's changing perceptions, and Tom, we're all part of the Guest House gang on Tuesday when he joins us. The comments directed to him are much more positive than they've been. I mean, I think people have really warmed up to him, and they're seeing him in a different way. They should, because this guy's got his team, you know, a couple of games in back of the Mets, who have a $328 million payroll. I mean, he's this team that's got $140 million payroll, $40 million down from last year. He's running with the big dogs with this record he has.
He's three games behind the best teams in the National League right now. So
right,
It's pretty special. Byrne, you're the best. I love hearing you on Sunday mornings. Let's catch you soon on the Gas House Gang on Tuesday. And, of course, all the great things that you do for us. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me. Sorry I went off on a rant there.
No, it is the best. Byrne Miklas with us on KMOX. We're going to come back. Alex Pillow, Indy 500 champion. And John Mozeliak also on the show before we leave at 11.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.